Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. I'm always asked, so Brendan, how do I get ahead? You know, I've been struggling, I've been busting my head against the wall, trying to figure out how I'm gonna get my breakthrough. I'm not sure what to do, I'm not sure how to think about the next steps in my life. And some people, you know, they've just been trying. Maybe you've been trying something for so long, and it is just not there yet. What are the ideas, the strategies, the elements you need to put into your life to get to that next level? I've studied this for 17 years, and it always seems to come back to one of five things, you know? The first thing it often comes back to is consciousness, becoming more aware of who you are and what you really want in your life. You know, some people would call it clarity, but I don't like clarity as much as I like the word consciousness, because, you know, it's hard to be clear about things in your life if you're not present and aware to them. So if you're trying to figure out how you're gonna get ahead, what is it specifically you wanna get ahead to? You know, and is it what you really want? Because a lot of people just say, well, I wanna get ahead. And I say, what does that mean? They say, well, Brendan, I wanna make some more money. And I say, great, make money at what? And they say, well, I got this job, so I'm gonna try and, you know, get ahead here at this job. And I said, but is the job what you really wanna be doing in the first place? Because sometimes the busy work that you have in your life isn't your life's work. You know, it isn't your real passion, your real drive, your real desire. That your work feels like a hobby. It feels like you get lost into it because it's so great and so fun. And those, so many people out there are lying to themselves, saying, well, I couldn't make money at doing X thing. You know, they have some big dream, but they say, I couldn't make money doing that. I say, what are you talking about? I know yoga instructors making six figures a year. I know piano teachers making seven figures per year. You can't go online and not find someone crushing it in any given topic area of life today. The business opportunity is there. It's just, will you show up in a disciplined, intelligent way, which we'll talk about, right? So it's becoming conscious. What do you really deeply, truly desire to do? Because if you get ahead at things that you don't care about, maybe you're climbing the ladder, or, you know, you're succeeding at something, but it's not your real thing, you know, it'll eat at you. It'll eat you from the inside out. It'll deaden the soul. Because, yeah, maybe you have some financial or material success at that thing, and maybe you even have some accolades. Maybe people appreciate you for it. Maybe you're even paying people's mortgages and paying employees at it. But if it's not really your thing, then you're in trouble, because you'll never feel internally like you're getting ahead, because you won't integrate those successes to yourself because you don't find them meaningful. So getting ahead begins with becoming conscious to what is it you truly desire? What would you love to do? Because you can build a business model around anything today. That is the great gift of the online world. That is what we've seen over and over and over worldwide, people in any given area crushing it. So what do you want to do? That's where we begin. What do you truly consciously desire to do? Not what are you doing because you fell into it. That's not consciousness. Consciousness means consciously designing your life. Designing who you are, deciding where you're gonna go and what you really want to accomplish. The second thing that we have to have to get ahead is competence, right? We have to have knowledge, skill, ability in any given area. It's not just one day you wake up with talent. It's that if you're really going to get ahead, you have to study your craft. You have to deeply study it. You know, I decided, what was it now, 18 years ago, that I wanted to help inspire and motivate people. And I wanted to coach people one-on-one on motivation and on high performance. And I wanted to write books on the topics. So 18 years ago, I started reading a book a week on psychology, leadership, communication, marketing, anything I could get out of my hand about human behavior and high performance. I was studying everything I could in psychology every single week. Now, it's like people are like, wait, you've read a book a week for 17 years? And I don't brag about it. I'm not like, oh yeah, look at me. That was for my passion. I knew if I really wanted to succeed at something, I had to study it, and I had to study it deeply.
And I couldn't, you know, spend all this time doing all the other things. So I had to study my craft. The great artists of our past history, that's what they did. They did one thing. They had a true level of depth of study in that area. Now, maybe they dabbled in some other areas too, but they became famous because they studied one area. And so what's your area? What's the thing you need to study on? Develop a deep level of competence into how to do it and how that world works. Because, you know, we have the saying in Montana that the time to have the map is before you enter the woods. But a lot of people have a dream and they run out into the woods and they just start trying stuff. And they take this path and this path and this path and this path. And because they didn't study best practices, they wake up and they're lost. They're confused about who they are and where they're at. And they're in this dark forest of the unknown with no plan to get out. They had no idea. They just jumped into something. They didn't study before taking that leap. And I would say, you know what? Study. Pay attention. Learn from the best. Model the most intelligent, smart, successful people you can in any given area that you want to succeed in your life before you get into it. Then develop competency by doing it over and over and over and over again. Don't do it once in a while, here and there. Over and over and over. That's how you get competence.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. It's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to hpxwellness.com right now. hpxwellness.com.
Commitment. If you really want to get ahead, it's going to take another level of commitment. I always say to people, they say, I want to get ahead, Brendan. I say, okay, well, if you're at this level of commitment, to get ahead means you're going to have to go to this level of commitment. If you want to earn 10 times more, you're going to have to go to 10 times more commitment in that area, aren't you? Right? You have to decide, okay, what is it specifically that I'm willing to give up and move out of the way now to focus on this thing, to make it a success, to truly work harder in this area and smarter in this area. And I mean, and really commit to it. And today, you know what commitment means? Getting rid of distractions. You know, stop believing that we can all multitask and do 50, 70 different things. It's not true. The most successful people in the world aren't doing 50 or 100 different things. They have a very defined area of sort of specialty. They focus and they say, this is my thing. So getting rid of all the distractions, meaning, you know what, if you're reading celebrity gossip magazines, you're not committed to your craft, to your art, unless you are a celebrity gossip photographer, or a celebrity gossip writer, or a celebrity gossip designer, or a fashion person. I don't know. But most likely, those are not contributing to either your life nor your bottom line. You know? And if you're really gonna develop competence, real skill, real talent in an area, you got to stop doing a lot of other things. It's why you don't have a lot of really famous NBA stars who are also really famous quarterbacks and also really famous tennis players. No, they're great at one thing. Olympians tend to be Olympic athletes in one area. Why? Because it takes that much commitment in one area to become great. That's how you get ahead. Commitment. You know, I think once you get a little more consciousness and we all grow in our congruence and our own ability to be more committed, from there, it's getting coaching. Because you can do the best that you can do all day long, but if you're not getting feedback from your friends, your customers, your family members, people who you are trying to serve, then there's no way you're gonna go to another level. Because we can only hit, you know, we all have a level of competence, I guess, ceiling, if you will. We hit a top level in which we can take ourselves only so far. And then we need someone from the outside to look at and say, oh, hey, kid, you need to adjust this, man. Try doing that. Oh, have you thought of this? You know, when you're doing this, it's only this level, it needs to be this level. If you get somebody, and everyone says, well, but I don't have any coaches. Really? Well, how many have you asked? People always tell me, I don't have any coaches. Okay, great. How many did you ask? Are we failing in the asking? Or are we failing in the never approaching? Like, where is it? Most people don't have coaches in their life because they never sought them out. They say, I wish I had that. But they never actually sat down and said, hey, you know, I'm starting something here and you seem to have competence in this area. Can we make an arrangement? Can I hire you as a coach? Can I pay you as a coach? Could we do something together? I mean, I started getting coaching informally from dozens of people in my industry just by asking. And you know, now today I coach so many people, I can't even count. I can't even, you know, it's just like crazy. But I think that's what we have to start figuring out, is who's gonna coach you? And if you don't have a list of 10 or 12 people who you think could mentor you or advise you or coach you, then you're kind of grasping at hope and fate that maybe someday a coach will land on you. But you know, I think you're gonna have to go out, just like every other area of success, and work a little harder, a little more focused in that area to have success there. Same with coaching, you gotta go get a coach. And then finally, last piece, congruence. To get ahead, we have to be congruent with the best within ourselves. We have to find that magic, that part about us that's energized and engaged and enthusiastic. We call it the charge, right? Having an internal charge and excitement for it. Being congruent with who we know we truly can be. And if you are currently at one level of success in life, you're probably being congruent with how your mind has been fashioning what you are capable of. Your mind has told you, well, I'm capable of this, so you've settled at that level, or you allowed that level, or it's gotten easy to be distracted away from improving because you're being congruent with what you think you really are. And sometimes the easiest way to shift someone and actually help them get ahead is to say, look, we gotta change the way you think about yourself, man. You gotta give yourself more credit. You gotta give yourself a bigger vision. Don't limit your vision for yourself based on what you accomplished yesterday. You can dream and you can grow into your best person. You can grow into new competencies, new skills, new talents. You can break through tomorrow. So have that vision for yourself. Set a new congruence in your mind. Say, you know what? I can become world class at what I do. I can become great at what I want to achieve. I can become a magnificent person who is loving and engaged and joyous in life. And you set your mind to it. And you really set your mind to it. And once you have that set in your mind, your body and your unconscious behaviors will start moving towards that. It will desire to be congruent with your very thoughts about yourself.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help, and I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community, so be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com.
Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan. Or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me. 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.